Hi, is Ugo in, please?
This is my cell phone.
Hi, yes, I was looking for Ugo. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm from Bank of Cardiff Underwriting.
What bank?
Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. You're working with Tyler Williams here. Is there a better number to reach you at? I don't know if your office...
My office number is the other one on my signature. But my question was that we actually only like to inquire with direct lenders, not with brokers.
Sir, I'm on the underwriting side. Do you mind if I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected? I'm more than happy to help you out here.
Okay. I'm ready.
Great. My name is Ruben Goldstein.
Yes.
My phone number is 858.
Yes.
8866.
Yes.
9102.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Yes, sir. 886-9102. I got one too many numbers.
No worries. 858-866-9102.
9101. 866. Okay.
866-9102.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
So you had a question on kind of what we do if we're a lender or broker or both, correct?
Yes, correct. We would like only to inquire with me. Otherwise, it gets into a maze. In fact, I got somebody told me that let me tell you the name. On deck. Somebody said that On Deck had my application, but I don't know On Deck.
Okay, I think what you're trying to make sure you understand is that your credit isn't being ran multiple times,
exactly.
which it isn't. Because if what Bank of Cardiff is, just know we're a direct lender. We actually we're approved by Visa. We're also a syndicator. So we either lend our own money or we syndicate files. What I would like to do is just, I'm not a salesperson. I'm here on the underwriting side. Just kind of understand what you're trying to accomplish, speak to you directly, and hopefully put together a solution for you. And this call is going to take about 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the first thing that I noticed is I looked at your credit, and I see that there are a lot of inquiries over the last few months for a lot of equipment leasing and also a lot of working capital companies. I've been with Bank of Cardiff about 9 years. So my experience, I've been here actually 9.5 now, 9 and 4 months. But what this tells me is that either you've got some revenue, so I'm assuming people have offered you approvals, and there's some kind of disconnect on what you're looking for. So I'd like just to kind of talk to you and figure out what are you looking for as a business owner. I don't know if you're looking for equipment financing. I don't know if you're looking for working capital or if you're looking for both, because we do provide both services.
Yes, actually working capital, but I haven't closed anything. So whereas we do equipment financing, and also because we are a company that has three lines of business. You are in San Diego.
Correct.
Yeah, the closest store that we would have that in franchising would be in Hermosa Beach, so not too close to you.
I know where that is.
Yeah, so you would be familiar with our product. We make gelato, Italian ice cream. We've been in the States since 2000. We've been 16 years in business, and we have three lines of business. The main one is Pachugo Supply, which is a manufacturer of ingredients and finished gelato that are sold to franchisees, licensees, and also the finished gelato into the food service through Sysco, U.S. Food, PFG, and all those.
Okay.
And that only started about a year ago and is ramping up nicely.
But real quick, just so I can understand, and I think it's really important for me to understand to make sure you get the best approval possible here. You said right now you're not looking for any equipment, it's just capital. Is that correct?
Correct. The equipment we might look in a while because, and I'm coming to the other line of business. So this Pachugo Supply also now has started selling pints. That is called consumer packaged goods. You're probably familiar with Talenti as in a gelato or Ben & Jerry, you know, those pints that you buy at grocery stores.
Correct.
We are now in Whole Foods North Texas, soon in Whole Foods Southwest region,
okay.
In Central Market and others, and we sell our pints. And that is the Arcadia Pechugo supply. And everything is ramping up very nicely. Then we have Pechugo Franchising, which is the franchisor, such as the franchisor of the store I was telling you in Hermosa Beach.
Okay.
And so it sells franchises. I would call it flip stores. We open stores and then we sell them, mm-hmm. because some franchisees don't like to go through the sweat, blood, and tears of starting a store. And so Pechugo Franchising collects royalties and flip stores. And then we have Authentic Gelato, which is it manages the corporate-owned stores. Pechugo Franchising is the one that every now and then does equipment financing because we open a kiosk in a mall and then we sell it. Unfortunately, many times we have to pay the interest for the entire duration, even though we only used it partially because we sold it before the end of the whatever duration, we sometimes as long as 60 months. But as you know, equipment financing interests are not exorbitant. We are floating around 7%. So that is bearable. Now we have a number of opportunities.
By the way, I see a lot of credit inquiries on your credit from a company called Ascentium Capital. Is that who you usually finance with?
Yes. Ascentium has done quite a bit with us. And in fact, I'm closing two financing because they sold those stores. And Ascentium is offering us some working capital.
Okay.
Obviously not floating around 7% APR, as you can imagine, because it's unsecured.
Yep.
And then what we're looking for, we have about 350,000 that we should cash in from sold store as soon as the buyers have finished their credit with the SBA, the Small Business Administration. So we wanted to bridge that gap and continue our expansion without waiting to get the money. And that is the reason for my inquiry that we're
okay.
speaking about.
Do you mind if I give you a little... Go ahead.
Yeah, prudently, we would like to have it at least 18 months because you never know. But in practice, we think we can close it much earlier. And that would mean an exorbitant APR, but we know what we're getting.
All right. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
Not the high interest ones.
Okay, but you've applied for them, and I've assumed been offered some working capital loans in the past.
Yes,
right?
By Ascentium, which is based here in Houston.
I see that other companies have ran your credit and probably approved you in the past. Have they offered you loans?
Yes, but sometimes either we don't need them or we think that there's just way too much, such as one thing we don't like is the daily or weekly payment. We rather go with a monthly.
Okay.
I know that is not the standard in the industry, but we prefer the monthly because of administrative reasons.
Do you mind if I give you my 2 cents and kind of weigh in here a little?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and I understand it looks like you just applied to another company as well as us, like a marketplace company, for a loan as well, correct?
I think it was called,
was it like Funding Circle or something?
Yes, Funding Circle. And the reason why we couldn't do anything is because we have some investors. And this LLC, which is a group of private individuals that invested in Pechugo, own 20% of Pechugo, and they wanted them to give personal guarantee, which would be completely out of the question. So I said, I'm sorry, but I can give you Vincent, my son, and I, which is 56%, but no more.
So
that was the obstacle with Funding Circles.
I'm actually, you know, I like the way you're talking. You're a reasonable person. You've thought about this. You don't want to put your business in a bad way. But I think also, and just, I don't want to rub you the wrong way, you're dealing with a lot of salespeople. You really have a real lack of education on how this product works. And so people are just firing stuff off at you and saying, hey, apply. And it's not getting you where you need to go. So what I'm going to do is take the ability to kind of understand your transaction and point you in the right direction. Hopefully, Bank of Cardiff is a good fit, but I think you need some education on the product because it's actually going to put you in the driver's seat. So the first thing to go over with a working capital loan, because there's a lot of moving parts on these transactions. They have a lot of different terms and conditions than, say, than an equipment finance agreement. But when you talk about the capital you need, about how much are you looking for, say, in a minimum and a maximum?
Around 250, yeah.
Around 250, that's kind of the key mark. Okay. Yeah. Now, what is this money? Is it just being used to fuel expansion? Is that the major reason?
Yes, exactly, okay. Because we need packaging, and as you know, the bigger the order, the smaller the cost per unit, and many other things.
So you're taking this and buying inventory in bulk, correct?
Yeah, because you have to expand, and you have to distribute more of your product.
Okay. And how much discount do you get by buying in bulk? I'm not trying to price your loan according to it. I'm just trying to understand the math.
It varies enormously. Packaging is huge. Others are less.
Okay.
But we do a calculation, and then we calculate the APR of whatever loan we can get, and we see if there is a good sense in doing it.
Well, I'm saying, is this like 10% off in 3 months, or is this like 40% off in 2 months? What are the ideas you have, just so I can understand what you're trying to accomplish?
It's not only a matter of monetary gain by ordering in bulk, but it's also occupying shelf space. Right now, okay. Whole Foods wants us to expand. You know, Whole Foods is very good because it doesn't ask you for a slotting fee. So that is a very favorable position for us. So we have to respond immediately to this opportunity. Yes, of course, we can wait, saying that we need to accumulate working capital, but that would not be the smartest move, this Whole Foods, for instance.
Okay. And I know who Ascentium Capital is. We actually have nothing wrong to say about them, but can I ask you, have they offered you $250, or have they offered you any type of approval so far?
Yes, they offer us $250.
Okay.
And monthly payment.
For cash?
What do you mean cash?
For working capital. They offered you monthly payments for cash.
Oh, yes, cash,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and
we have a fairly good history. We are very meticulous and we do take care of our commitments.
Okay.
With the Texas Workforce Commission, we paid the lowest rate because we never had any firing issues. We have the workers' comp, and we have just about the lower experience modifier in our industry because we have tremendous training of employees in our manufacturing plants, in our stores. We never have, got touch wood, any issues with workers' comp. So everything we do, we try to do it very well. Our manufacturing plant where we make this gelatin ingredient is certified SQF2, which is the highest food manufacturing certification that you can obtain. That means that it's not only a very clean place, but a very safe one. Because of all this regulations and rules that we have to obey.
Okay. And Ugo, is that how you pronounce your name? Is it Ugo? I don't want to butcher your name here.
Correct.
So Ugo, I understand Ascentium's offered you something. Are you just trying to see what else is out there, or is there something about this Ascentium transaction that doesn't appeal to you?
No. I think I have a good relationship with them. They're very fast. I hear somebody told me that even Paul Allen is an investor. That doesn't subtract or doesn't add anything to, but Paul Allen is.
I think you're just looking for the best deal for you.
Yes. I'm looking for spending the less in APR.
Can I ask just, what they've offered you?
If I'm telling you, then you don't.
I'm not going to price my loan. I just want to understand kind of where we're at. We're not going to call them. Check.
It's not bad, but certainly is very close to 30%.
And is it a 12-month term or is it like an 18-month term?
It's an 18 months. Yes, so, with 4% discount if you pay earlier. 4% is nothing, but it's better than nothing.
All right. So it sounds like you're paying 30% per year you have the money. So if you're borrowing a dollar, you're paying 30 cents over a year or maybe 45 cents over 18 months. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
As I said, we just reason in APR.
Yeah, you just, well, what I'm saying is if you borrow just my math, if someone says my rate is 30% per year,
yes.
All I'm doing is I'm saying, well, if I borrow 250, 30% over a year is 45% over a year and a half. So yes. I would just take 250 and multiply it by 145. So I would think that you're borrowing about 250 and paying back about 362,500 in that range.
18 months, I think less. I think it's much less. I'm paying back. Yeah, you're right. I was doing the math on 300 and in 200. In 200 would be 256 minus something else, probably 245. Yes, but yes, we don't do this kind of yes. Those are calculations are important, but our table it's all in APR.
Oh, okay. So hold on, because that's a different calculation. I want to make sure I understand. So what you've been offered, and it's a useful tool to have to make sure at the end of the day, having this conversation really gets you the best deal and figures things out. So if you borrow $200,000 from them over 18 months, you're paying back $245,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
More
so
or less, yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's like an amortized loan cost. Okay, so let's just, what I'm going to use is a rate factor so I can calculate it for my purposes. So if you borrow $200,000, and they've offered you up to $250,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what that tells me is if you borrow $200,000, I just take that, and you're paying back about $245,000, your rate factor is a 1225. That means you're paying 22.5 cents on the dollar over 18 months to borrow $200,000, because 200 times 1.225 is 245. And that, just remember, that's yes, your payback over 18 month term, correct?
Yes, yes. Actually, my APR came to a little bit more than that.
Oh, so you're I think you're amortizing the numbers, which that's your calculation, your purposes. What I just want to understand is the cost. So if you get 200 grand and the term over 18 months, you're paying back 245 with them, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. That
okay.
Is just to, is the volume of money moving. What we, since as you know, Excel has some fantastic features. You put this amortization on Excel, and it tells you the APR. And we use since every equipment financing is different a little bit, and now it's set up by doing APR. It's perfectly comparable one with another.
Okay, so I think. What you're doing is I think a lot of people are throwing data at you, and I guess the other question I'd have for you is this. If you can be offered more than 250, does it appeal to you, or is 250 all you really want right now?
I would prefer to stay there, and then if we are behaving well, we can come back if that is possible.
It is. So let me kind of walk you through what's going on, and I'm going to give you my feedback. And do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
We're going to circle back with you later today with some final numbers. But I think our program is going to be very different than what you've been offered. So I think one of the challenges that you're used to is you sign agreements, and it says, essentially, there's no break for paying off early. So
yes,
it's very small.
It's 4% discount, which is not very much.
Not a lot. And so here's the issue that you're going to probably foresee with working capital. So you're going to a lot of people and trying to kind of beat them up over price, which I understand. I'd do the same thing if I was in your position, because you're trying to extract the best deal. But the problem behind that is future planning. And so the situation that you're in is you obviously want to do 250 over an 18-month term because you want to keep your payment low. But the challenge is that if you need more money in 9 months, here's the way these programs will work. So generally, when you do one of these loans, you can, if you're behaving well, like you say, if you're paying on time, you can apply for more money. Well, what does that mean? Let's give you an example. Let's just use this $200,000 example you currently have. And I don't work for Ascentium. I'm just using my general industry knowledge. So you're committing to the payback traditionally on these loans. So let's say it's $245,000. Let's say that's what Bank of Cardiff offers. Doesn't matter. Let's say Bank of Cardiff offers you the same terms. Once you're 9 months into that loan, you can apply for more money. Well, your balance there is about $121,122. Okay, 122.5 to be exact. I think the challenge that you're going to face is that the way that many of these loans work is when you go to the lender, you'll say, hey, look, I need more money. And they'll say, okay, well, look, you have a good payment history with us. So we're going to give you, you owe us 122. We're going to give you a 4 or 5 or 6. Those are the standard discounts in the industry off the remaining balance. Let's just say it's 4% for argument's sake. So 4% of 122,500, it's about $5,000, give or take. So what that means is that on your next loan, essentially, if I'm understanding this correctly, you have to take 122 minus $5,000, so 117, and roll into the next loan. But you're a math person, correct? So here's kind of where I see this going. If you do one of these programs, the program you have is great. It's really, really solid. The Ascendant Improve you have is awesome, just so you know. But the challenge is, I think, that if you have to or you want to get more money in the future or refinance with another lender, regardless, your cost of that loan, I use cents on the dollar in term. That's what I'm allowed to use. So your cents on the dollar on this program you've been offered, it goes from 22 cents on the dollar or 22 and a half cents on the dollar over 18 months to about 20 cents on the dollar, including the discount, over 9 months. And that's when you see the real cost of money really, really rise. Let me kind of walk you through what we offer because it's a little different, okay? So the first thing is you want monthly payments or unsecured cash, correct?
Yes.
That's not going to happen with us in our program. We don't require financials. We don't require tax returns. We don't require any of that stuff, and it's probably not going to happen. What we can offer you, though, is a weekly or daily payment. Most people prefer weekly. But there's a kicker on our program. So we do provide an amortization schedule on this program. And what we can do is we can have your contract read this. If you do a renewal with us, we waive all the remaining interest. So let's go through that example. Let's say you borrow $250 from us. Great. Once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more funding. And it says in your contract in black and white, if you qualify for more money, we forgive all the remaining interest on your renewal. And so I believe that the terms that we're going to offer you are going to be a little more expensive. They're not going to be 22 and a half cents on the dollar. They're going to be a little more expensive than what you're currently offered. However, from a long-term relationship, because we have complete forgiveness of interest on our renewals, I think our product is going to be different than what you're established. So it really just depends. Kind of in a long-term thing, I think if this is a one-time deal, you should take your Ascentium offer. Don't take that the wrong way. You should. But if you're looking for a reoccurring way to access money, I think you should give Bank of Cardiff consideration because it's long-term going to probably be cheaper and better.
Yes. Of course, the forgiveness is only if you renew. If you don't, then I'll fall in the same situation.
No, not in the same. So if you pay off early, we give you a 25% discount on your remaining interest, which is still much better. But I think the whole key here is really you've been shopping around for these loans, and I think people have. Like, I see a company that's ran your credit called Business Financial Services. Did they ever give you a loan or present you an offer?
Never heard of them.
So you're most likely going to brokers who are shopping your deal all over town.
Yes.
And that's why the education of this product is really important. What I believe is the big key for you is not this first loan. It's looking through a year, year and a half, 2 years down the road. If you want a recurring relationship, I think we're going to have the best program for you. If this is a one-time deal and you don't think you're going to borrow more money, don't take it the wrong way. I'm just treating the way that I want to be treated. 22 cents on the dollar over 18 months, that's pretty darn good. So it's really kind of a choice of what you feel your business is going to do in the next, are you going to need to or want to borrow more money in the next 9 months?
Actually, what we are trying to do is to get ourselves in a position to be desirable for a convertible note that we want to give to some investors. So that would be possibly the avoiding of future loans. But as you know, knowing the future is very, very difficult.
Knowing the future is very difficult. I think this loan could work for you because it doesn't require a lot of paperwork. We get the money in your account today, by the way. It's very quick. There's no site inspections. We fund your account. It's fax documents. But I think the most important thing to really understand here is the structure of the loan. If you set a number of 250, that you have an offer for 250, your offer is 22 cents on the dollar over 18 months. That's a very, very good offer. The whole idea here is, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm assuming they don't need tax returns. Your salesperson is kind of hitting you up to fund, correct?
Well, I actually did send tax and bank balances and things like that.
From what I understand, there's a lot of holding company here. We don't need any of that. But I think the whole advantage here is the long-term structure of the loan. Whether you do an 18-month term, whether you do a 6-month term, it doesn't really matter. The whole key is, if you think you're going to borrow more money in the future, I think we win your business. If this is a one-time deal, I think, because that's the whole idea, the renewal idea is.
Yeah.
And you've experienced that with equipment financing. Now, regarding equipment financing, just as an FYI, we do it all day long. We actually offer pretty significant discounts for paying off early, as an FYI.
Okay. And what is this name, Cardiff? Is it the British port?
I'm sorry?
The name Cardiff.
You know, people ask me that. There's a Cardiff by the Sea out here, but I think it has to do, like, the owner or whoever started this company had some type of British affiliation. We're not a deposit holding bank. We basically specialize in business loans. That's all we do. But what I will do is I will circle back with you, but I'd like you to marinate on that idea of interest forgiveness. That's where this whole transaction will either will work for you or won't work for you.
The 25% discount is not bad for early repayment.
It's not bad, but that's not what's – that's – you're not – I'm not going to sell you here. The Santium loan is going to be very – it's very cheap. So you have someone that – you have a very, very good offer. And so don't – I'm not going to, like, do funny math with you. The reason why you should work with us is if you want to borrow more money in the future. Yes, a 25% discount is nice on remaining interest. Yes, that's a nice thing to say. But that – when you look at the math – the discount of interest might not be enough versus a Santium. So the real idea here is, do you want to borrow more money? I guess the other question I have for you is this. You said 18 months, but you might want to do this earlier. Would you want a facility where you can, to give you an idea with our renewals, so if you do a 9-month loan, you can borrow money, more money in 4.5 months. Do you want to borrow more money quickly? Do you want to spool up the relationship faster? Or are you kind of dead set on the lowest possible payment on an 18-month term?
Yeah, those are good questions, Ruben.
Do you have an idea?
Right now, I kind of like the low payment and the ability to go on and on. If I have an opportunity to keep using the money, it is not bad to have an 18-month horizon.
Okay. All right. So here's the next step. I'm going to circle back with you in 2 hours. Can you kind of put a... I know it's something hard, but it is a loaded but very important question. I would highly encourage you to think, if you think you will potentially want to, not need to, but want to borrow more money in the future, because that's where we will win. That's where you'll want to work with us.
Yes.
I also noticed that you worked with M2 Lease Funds. So do you work with equipment finance brokers or direct lenders?
Well, M2 actually went through a broker. At the time, was a couple of more years ago. But M2, I think we sold that store that was financed with M2.
Okay.
I also have one that now is called Beneficial.
Yeah, they're called Conestoga. They used to be called Conestoga. Did you work with a broker through them?
Not anymore. Now they are the Beneficial. Now it's was also the broker, but then we abandoned the broker and we deal direct with Leaf, with Blue Street, and with Ascentium.
Okay, I think one of the things that I could offer you is this: here's my kind of thought process. If you want to work with a company that can, you don't have to hop around, you'd probably potentially be a good service for you. You know, there's nothing wrong with working with a syndicator rather than a broker, but you know, you're just having one person you can go to and ask them questions. But what I will do is, I will kind of follow up with you shortly, and then I'll follow up with you shortly and let you know what we can do, but I'd like you to marinate on that idea of, do you want a program that has interest forgiveness?
Okay. I have a telephone conference.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I have a telephone conference from 2 to 4 Central. So if you can call me after 2 p.m. your time.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll give you a call to PM after my time.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'll do my thinking.
Cool.
Thank you for the call, Ruben.
You got it.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.